Okay, so the Trump trial, people watching this thing, some folks are just burned out on it. I don't know how that plays into Donald Trump's campaign at all, but let's get the latest on what's going on with Tanya J. Powers. Tanya, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, legal woes from the hush money criminal case. By the way, everyone's calling it a hush money thing. Is that a misnomer? Is it flat out just hush money, or does this have to do with non-disclosure agreements? I don't know. Is there a nuance there?
Well, I mean, he's accused of falsifying business records. So if you would like to call it the falsifying business records case, then sure, you know, it's a little longer than hush money, which is probably why. And the whole thing he's accused of is paying, you know, reimbursing Michael Cohen this $130,000 to keep Stormy Daniels quiet, which is where the hush money part comes from.
Yeah. But didn't she sign a non-disclosure agreement or of some kind or something like that?
I'm not sure what she signed. I know that with the falsifying of business records, again, this, it's not illegal to pay somebody to be quiet. It's illegal to make your books look like it was a different expense other than that. That's kind of where the rub comes in here, is the fact that, you know, prosecutors say that they, you know, called it legal expenses instead of, you know, reimbursement for, you know, this payout to Stormy Daniels. That's where the problem is. That's where the 34 felony counts come from.
This gag order on Donald Trump, he's blown it out of the water. They got a court hearing on this today. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen there? What do you think?
Well, the court starts at 9:30. It's only going until 2:00 today, but to accommodate those who celebrate Passover. So it's another short day, again, kind of like yesterday. Yesterday was even shorter. But today they'll start at 9:30. The judge is going to do the he has set this gag order hearing for today. This has been in the works for several days. The prosecutors originally filed a motion, I believe, for three examples of what they say is former President Trump violating this gag order. The gag order, which, to be clear, it was imposed by the judge, Juan Marchand, overseeing the case, and it bars, you know, former President Trump from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, jurors, court staff, their relatives, you know, kind of all of that. The prosecution says that, and they've updated it a couple of times to include more examples. They say he has violated this at least 10 times with his statements that he's made, as well as reposting quotes and articles on social media. They say that some of those statements and posts have targeted jurors and witnesses. One of those is a key witness in the trial, Michael Cohen, his former fixer. He's spoken about him and posted about him on more than one occasion. So what they're going to do is they have this hearing this morning, because the prosecution wants him to be fined $1,000 per violation and be held in contempt of court. The judge is going to hear these arguments this morning. He says if this whole thing isn't wrapped up as far as the gag order hearing by 11, they're going to pause it and resume it at a later date so they can get on to some more testimony today.
Okay. And then we have a short day relatively today. Is Donald Trump able to take advantage of these short days? Does he then just fly off and do some campaigning? When's he getting campaigning in?
I mean, at this point, you know, kind of it seems like their strategy seems to be where, you know, when he goes in and out of the courthouse, every camera is trained on him. If he stops and makes, you know, comments, everybody carries them live, basically, almost everybody. And so, you know, this is his best shot at campaigning right now. It's way more people a lot more eyeballs than he would get if he was, you know, doing a rally a night in the city. You know what I mean? Those aren't carried live everywhere anymore. So this seems to be kind of for the strategy of the campaigning. I'm not sure if I don't think he's been doing evening events, at least not big rallies. But to be fair, he wasn't doing big events during the week before the trial started either. Most of those were mainly on the weekends. So I'm not sure exactly kind of what their schedule is. I have not looked at his events calendar for this weekend. I would imagine they're probably working in some of that as they can.
Yeah. And then this trial, estimates how long? Has anyone estimated how long this will take?
I mean, the estimates I'm seeing are around 6 weeks. I don't know. I mean, that would, I guess, depend on having no delays and, you know, things like that. That's just the estimate I've seen so far.
All right. And then the next one up is what? I've lost track.
It depends on what the immunity ruling is. This week, there is the Supreme Court is, I believe, hearing the arguments on the immunity ruling. And that is, I guess, what is going to – the other three kind of seem to be tied up, kind of in a waiting, holding pattern, with that. So I believe they're having to wait on that before they can carry on and set trial dates and things like that. It's possible that this is the only one that's going to happen before the election.
What's it? Well, you're around in the streets and at coffee shops and stuff in New York, not the most Republican stronghold in America, but I don't know. What do you hear on the streets? What do people think of all this? Or are they ignoring it?
I think it gets attention when, it begins. Like the jury selection probably got a lot of people's attention. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard a lot of people, talking about it. It doesn't mean that they aren't. They may be just texting their friends quietly instead of, or sending them, posts or articles or whatever, instead of, saying something about it. But, for the most part, everybody kind of just does their thing here. We pay attention to, obviously New York news, but I don't know that they're necessarily glued to every minute of what's going on.
Okay. Tanya J. Powers. You know what happens when you walk in a room, they go like, oh, Tanya's here. Shh, change subject. That's what's happened. That's
Stop
what's
talking
going
about
on.
Her. She just walked in. Is that
she
what
just
saying?
Walked in. Yeah. Oh. All right, Tanya. Well, God love you. We appreciate it. Do you get to go to the courthouse every day, or what do you get to do?
I've not been sent down to the courthouse. I would love to be there. I know that in the main courtroom, there's only one reporter, one representative per outlet. So because of just of sheer, space constraints.
Yeah.
There is an overflow room that they have put the rest of the press who was able to get into the building in, where they can see video feeds of the testimony and, kind of they can see more than nobody else can see anything, actually, besides the people in the main courtroom and the people in the overflow room because it's not televised. So you can't stream it anywhere. You can't watch what's going on in real time. That's a state law. But I would love to be in the overflow room, but I've not been sent down to do that.
All right. When's that first debate? I had that written down, but I don't see it.
I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering if they're going to have time for it.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they are or not. I mean, the conventions are in a couple months, I guess. Well, 2-3 months, I guess. But
there's that too.
I'll be here before you know it.
Oh boy! All right, Tanya J. Powers, following the whole Trump legal woes in general in this what they're calling the hush money trial. Tanya, at this rate, we might be talking again tomorrow. You just never know. But we appreciate your time this morning. All right, it's always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
See ya. 1320 WILS. You hang up.